But be that as it may, we see that in Buddhism there are many different hierarchies. There's the cosmic hierarchy, there's the hierarchy of beings within the cosmos, the hierarchies of happiness and of power, and the hierarchy of beauty, and so on. But above all, in Buddhism, there is the spiritual hierarchy. That is to say, in Buddhism, there is a system of persons and or states arranged according to their respective positions or degrees on the scale of, for want of a better term, spirit. And this system, this hierarchy, embraces both the conditioned and the unconditioned, both the mundane and the transcendental. Let me give you an example of this kind of hierarchy, this spiritual hierarchy, an example from Buddhist tradition. Don't try, so to speak, to memorize it, just get the feeling of a hierarchy. In this example, there are eight positions or degrees, that is to say, positions or degrees on the scale of spirit. Some of you may have encountered these eight in the course of your reading. First of all, there's the prefagjana or worldling, the person who is overpowered by greed, hatred and delusion and has no higher spiritual ideal in his or her life. Then comes next, higher, the stream entrant, that is to say, the person who has broken the first three out of the ten fetters binding to mundane existence, who has entered the stream leading eventually to nirvana. Such a person, we are told, will not be reborn in this world more than seven times. Then there's the once returner, who's broken more fetters, and who will be reborn in this world only once. Then there's a non-returner, who doesn't come back to this world at all, but who gains full enlightenment from a higher heavenly state. Then there's the arahant, who has realized nirvana, having destroyed all the fetters, and who is not reborn in any sphere again. And then sixthly, there's the Pratyeka Buddha. The Pratyeka Buddha has no teacher, has no disciple, but is fully enlightened. And seventhly, the Bodhisattva, one who dedicates himself to full enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And eighthly and lastly, the perfect Buddha. I'm not going to give any further explanation of these terms. Some of the terms will be familiar to you, I think, anyway. I just want you to get the general idea of a spiritual hierarchy. Prithagjana, stream entrant, once returner, non-returner, arahant, Pratyeka Buddha, Bodhisattva, perfect Buddha. The great line of division here, of course, is that between the first and the second positions or degrees. That is to say, between the prithagjana or worldling and the stream entrant. The best, the most, from a spiritual point of view, that the prithagjana or worldling is able to achieve is what we call in the FWBO effective going for refuge. That's the highest attainment, the highest achievement of the person who is still effectively dominated by greed, hatred and delusion. The stream entrant achieves real going for refuge, as we call it. The former is still mundane, whereas the latter is transcendental.